Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a school bus driving challenge.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The start of school means students are once again competing for football championships and cross-country titles. But another competition is targeted toward the people who tow them around, school bus drivers. As part of an ongoing collaboration with Midstory, a nonprofit newsroom based in Toledo, Yannick Schaller reports.
Glistening in the morning sunlight, a yellow school bus drives deliberately across the Westland High School parking lot, just outside of Columbus. But it's a Saturday. School isn't in session, and there aren't any students on board the vehicle. If there were, Brandon Annis wouldn't be here.
I'm the pre-service instructor in Southwest Ohio, so I train the school bus drivers.
Annis is a judge for the 2025 Ohio State School Bus Safety Rodeo, spelled R-O-A-D-E-O. The rodeo, which has occurred annually since 1964, is a collaboration among four state departments that oversee public education in Ohio. The competition is designed to promote and reinforce safe driving habits. First, drivers have to take a written exam, which tests their knowledge of the state's extensive school bus manual. Then, it's time to get behind the wheel and steer a bus through an obstacle course in the high school parking lot. This year, 42 drivers, the top six finishers from seven regional Ohio rodeos, are competing at the state level. One of those contenders is Arlene Sandiford, a driver for the school district in Sylvania, a suburb northwest of Toledo. She's a third of the way through the course, and Annis is watching her like a hawk.
So we're doing the serpentine event here, which is determining their ability to maneuver the school bus in tight spaces. They'll go forward through the cones, and then they'll do a reverse serpentine on the way back.
How's she looking so far?
So far, she's doing a very good job.
That's no surprise. When we spoke a few days before the competition, Sandiford told me that the serpentine is her signature event. She's been driving school buses for 17 years. She got into it because it was a stable job that didn't clash with her responsibilities as a parent, but stuck with it because she feels a greater sense of purpose.
Most people do not go into the education field of any caliber just for money. I mean, there's something different about this.
Though she loves the work, Sandiford acknowledges the challenges of being a school bus driver. Managing a busload of students can be highly stressful, and she's noticed that the children on her bus are not nearly as well-behaved as they were prior to the pandemic.
There have been many days I've gotten off that bus and cried in the seat until I was ready to go home. But I always get up in the morning and come back, because if I don't take them to school, who's going to?
While Sandiford is still behind the wheel, many of her peers have decided the job simply isn't worth it anymore. At the start of the 2024 school year, more than 600 districts across Ohio reported they didn't have enough drivers to cover their routes. The shortage has also had an impact on the rodeo. In recent years, fewer and fewer drivers have shown up to the regional competitions, evidence that passionate folks like Sandiford are now outliers in their profession. Back on the course, she weaves her 40-foot vehicle through the cones with more dexterity than most sedans could muster. Then, Sandiford does the serpentine in reverse, comes to a stop, and lays on the horn.
Job done.
See what he says. Todd! Yeah, she did excellent.
Great.
She did excellent.
When the scores were tabulated at the end of the afternoon, Sandiford ended up placing fifth. She was thrilled.
This is what I came for. I got what I came for. I'm going to go to bed happy tonight.
For the 18th consecutive fall, Sandiford knows she'll be the only reason that busloads of kids make it to school every day. But that pressure is a privilege for the fifth best school bus driver in all of Ohio. For Midstory and the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Yannick Schaller.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.